You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me. 15 minutes each day we're going to hear the Lord speak, and we do here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. The Word of God is truth. It's full of truth. It's all truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I have come to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Lord Jesus Christ, we listen for your voice here today through your Word. You are the Word. We listen for you today. Lead us. Guide us, speak to us where we know you speak. 24 hours a day, you're always speaking. We come right to the source, right to you, to your Word. Lead us and guide us now. In your name we pray, amen. We're looking here at the Church of Philadelphia today.
And prior to getting started with that, I just wanted to invite you out to Island Community Church. This weekend, on Christmas Eve, we're having two services, one at 7 p.m., and a late service this year at 11 p.m. You are welcome. You are invited. That would be Saturday night at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. The place, Island Community Church. The address, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We would love to see you. 7 and 11 Sunday morning. My sermon is going to be here looking at the Magi. And actually, it's looking at worship, the real meaning of Christmas. When the Magi showed up, you read about it in Matthew chapter 2, they showed up looking for one thing, and that is they wanted to worship the newborn king. We're also going to look at how and why these Magi showed up when they did. How did they know to be looking for this star? That's what I want to look at as well. That's going to be Christmas morning, regular service, it'll be a wonderful service, wonderful Christmas Day worship service. But that's the subject for my sermon, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. We will also be partaking of Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, that morning. We're also meeting that morning at around 9:30 for coffee and donuts prior to the service. So 9:30 to 10:30, then the service. Hour long or so at 10:30 a.m. Christmas morning, you are invited. We'd love to see you.
We're traveling 28 miles southeast now from Sardis to Philadelphia. Funny enough, too, Philadelphia was a city that was destroyed twice by earthquakes, most recently in 37 A.D., some 60 years or so before this was written. Philadelphia is a church that's doing it right. Have you ever seen a church that is alive and faithful to Christ? A church that focuses on Jesus Christ? A church that makes Jesus Christ the center of its ministries and activities? A church that focuses on reaching and growing people for Christ? A church that focuses on teaching people to love Christ and to love one another more and more? This was the church at Philadelphia. Even the name Philadelphia means brotherly love or one who loves his brother. The believers at Philadelphia loved Christ. Therefore, they gave their hearts and lives to Jesus. They lived like Christ said to live, and they carried out the mission of Christ upon earth. The church at Philadelphia was alive and faithful. And now follow me here. The church at Philadelphia represents all the churches down throughout the entire church age that are alive and faithful. That is what this church is, just as all of these seven churches are. There's something in some of these churches in every church throughout every church age. There's always been a corrupt church. And if you are a member of these churches, the Lord Jesus Christ says to come out of them. There's loveless church of Ephesus. There's the persecuted church in Smyrna. That's in every church. There's no coming out of that one. There's the compromising church of Pergamos. There's the corrupt church in Thyatira. There's the dead church in Sardis, where we just looked at the church that had a good rep, but ultimately they were dead. Here today, we have the faithful church of Philadelphia. Our next programs here coming up will be the last church, that is the lukewarm church of Laodicea. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. Now to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things says the Holy One, the true one. Now he's going to quote Isaiah 22. He who has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, except he that opens and no man shall open. Now that verse reads a little different in my translation. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength, and you've kept my word, and you have not denied my name. I love that here, an open door. The Lord Jesus Christ has before you an open door. This is the message to everyone in the church today, everyone a member of the faithful church. If you are faithful to Jesus Christ, if you worship him, if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, honor him, put him first in your life, love Jesus Christ, say no to sin, turn your back on sin, love Jesus more than sin. If you are a member of the faithful church, the Lord Jesus Christ has set before you an open door. And guess what? No one can close it. Sin can't close it. Satan can't close it. No devil can close it. No cancer can close it. No traffic accident can close it. Nothing and nobody on earth, be it hissing demon or anybody else, can close the door that Jesus Christ has opened. Nobody. We have opened doors and closed doors. We see here in this text that the Lord opens the door. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16:9, that I have before me an open door. And there are many adversaries. That goes along with the open door, friend, is adversaries. You have adversaries on your left and on your right. Let me encourage you. If Jesus Christ has opened the door and he has promised you, he has set before you an open door. Let me encourage you to go through that door. What is it the Lord is calling you to do today? Go through that door and do it. God's got your back. God is your rear guard. No one can close that door. No one. No child of God will leave this world before their time. No one. No sickness will take you out. No cancer. No traffic accident. No mishap. No one will take you out before your time. And your days are numbered. God's got the number of your days recorded. He has set before you an open door. What is he calling you to do? You know, of all the times that you could be alive, God's got you alive now at the end of the age. Friend, God makes no mistake. Of all the times you could have lived, God's got you alive now. And if it's not you, it'll be your children. If you have children, this world cannot go on another generation more than this. It can't. This country can't continue the way. Friend, don't kid yourself. You know, we don't want to look at that. We close our eyes or stomp our feet or turn the other way and say, well, this can't happen to me. This country, the United States of America, cannot go on another generation like this. It just, It can't. Others will come here and take us out and take over this country. Or the judgment of God will fall on this country for repeated sin, saying no to him. So the Lord opens the door. And we see in the Bible, too, that the Lord closes the door as well. He closes doors. You can read back in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, when Noah got in the ark, Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. And then the Bible says that the Lord shut the door. Not only does Jesus open doors, not only does God, the triune Godhead, open doors, God closes doors as well. Luke chapter 13, verse 24, we're going to see the Lord is Lord again, closing the doors. When they said to Jesus, Lord, are there few that are saved? And he said, strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, then you will begin to knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he's going to say, I never knew you. But today you have before you an open door of ministry. What is it God's calling you to do? What is it you could do 30 hours a day, not ever get tired? What gift has God given you? What is he calling you to do? How can you serve the Lord at this very, very, this midnight hour? What can you do? You have set before you today, God has set before you an open door no man can shut, no demon can shut, no one can shut. But the time is coming when the Lord Jesus himself is going to shut that door. And when he shuts that door, it's all over. We also read in Matthew chapter 25 about the 10 virgins. Five are ready, five weren't. Those that were ready went in with the master into the feast. And then it says he got up and shuts the door. And the time is coming very soon, friend, where the Lord's going to shut that door again. Let's you and I be about his business today. The Lord Jesus has set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Let me add to that, no demon can shut it as well. Be about the Lord's business here today while it's still today. We'll be back again soon with a new program. We're going to continue our look here at the church in Philadelphia here. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. What's God saying today? What's he saying today on his broadcast? It's this. I have set before you an open door.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.